The Midweek Drive Morning Edition, coming soon to Siren 107.3 FM. Lincoln's gift to the galaxy.
Oh, she's already here, Fiona. Never mind. On from Los Angeles to a young lady who a few weeks ago we hadn't anticipated working with at all in any way, shape or form. And then it all kind of kicked off because Felicity Hardingham, the sister, of course, of Fiona, who we just heard there, headed off to Singapore. Yeah, quite literally decided up sticks and go to Singapore. That's what we found out last night, isn't it, Tiffany? Off she went. You know, Natalie, you're all set to actually do a piece with Felicity. Don't worry, Felicity will be joining us from Singapore in the next couple of weeks. It's for a late afternoon there, basically, when she gets settled down, etc. But it doesn't stop there, because Flick was so impressed with the next co-presenter that she said, the most perfect person to step into my shoes in all sorts of ways and to multitask and be all about the fantastic world of Golden Goose PR and indeed the wonderful world of Who Do You Think You Are Live has to be the one, the only, Harriet Vocking. Are you there, Harriet?
I am indeed. What an amazing introduction.
Well, it's very important that you sort of welcome to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition team, a whole range of things there. Now, first of all, we need to know, how is the school run going?
The school run is done. Children are deposited in the right places.
Nice. You know, it's very confusing when you drop off at the wrong school. They sort of think, I don't know, parents don't love me anymore, you know, what's going on here? You wrap their road maps up in sandwiches, you know, I often said myself, I was a bit of an acquired taste. It was 24 years before my parents let me in the house. Anyway, there's all sorts of other areas that come through in that particular thing, but I'll remind the listener and yourself in terms of introductions who the fantastic six are, the sensational six, the superlative six that we actually have in the studio. We have a reading from the left to right. Tiffany Freeman.
Hello.
Natasha Turney.
Morning.
Natalie Tuck.
Good morning.
Amy Elise.
Hi.
Chloe Baker.
Hello.
And Jodie Orton.
Bonjour.
Well, there we are, you see. So, you know, all here. And in fact, Harriet, you hold the record so far as actually getting all six of the Midweek Drive Morning Edition folk in full form, or as Jodie likes to refer to the team, the Midweek Drive Morning Edition babes. She even sort of decided to actually put that into a little sort of Facebook ether. What was it, Facebook? I sort of tagged people in.
Yeah, we are the Midweek Drive babes.
Is that so? Well, yeah. We are. Right, excellent.
That's official.
Gross averse sexism myself to actually use that term, so I'll just step away from that particular aspect. Harriet, how long have you been with Golden Goose PR? Let's just contextualise, because I'm looking at the Golden Goose PR website, an award-winning public relations consultancy. Strategic approach. See, I can't even. I'm emotionally overwhelmed. Based on storytelling.
That's right. No, I started with them on a sort of freelance basis in August last year, and gradually been building up. And then when Flick decided to follow her heart to Singapore, sort of stepped into her shoes, one might say.
Did she warn you about the radio interviews that we do with, obviously? Or was it just a case of, what? I don't know what the heck this was all about. You know, please, I'm contacting my lawyer straight away.
Yeah, I think it was very much a case of in at the deep end.
Yeah, very good. So, as we said, is Who Do You Think You Are Live the first major event that you've actually got coming up? Because it is obviously based on the BBC show. I mean, we've been attending it and focusing on it the last 3 or 4 years in all sorts of ways and covering the fine organisers and the whole system, etc. Have you attended it yourself?
No, I've never been. I've always been a real fan of the television programmes. And I know that this event is very, very popular. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think it will be... to be a really huge success this year, so it's very exciting.
Absolutely. And hopefully we'll be coming down to do our usual sort of location report, plus a few teaser campaigns as well from that point of view. Natalie, questions for Harriet.
Harriet, how did you get into PR?
Oh, how did I get into PR? I started about 12 years ago now, after my French degree in Liverpool. I moved to London working for an exhibition company and then went to a PR agency and sort of then moved and went to work in-house with a law firm, a big London City law firm, and have stayed in PR ever since. I guess I couldn't give anyone advice on how to get into it. It's just about writing to the right people, speaking to the right people, and going to the job interviews. My degree was in French, so it certainly wasn't PR-related.
Well, hence the reason that you got the French greeting from Jodie Orton earlier today. We do our research.
It's because I'm psychic. So yeah.
Evidently, from that point of view. Tiffany, thoughts from yourself? I just actually set the scene, actually. Tiffany is a first-year journalism student, as indeed is Natasha Turney, and And Natalie is a third-year student, but had a very depressing lecture earlier this week by somebody who shall remain nameless, who basically said, just give up now, basically, you know, to everybody. Which is not great, really. You know, it's just...
Brilliant. So, you
know, and I'm just saying, look, you got this individual, you got Angela Rippon, you know, you both work together, you know, connected. Who do you think has actually got the more positive outlook on life?
I'd say
there we are, you see. So anyway, Tiffany, questions for Harriet.
Have you been to any new places because of your job, like travelling-wise?
With Golden Goose, I haven't. So I've only been with them since August. I can actually say throughout my career, I haven't really had to travel. I went to Germany once on a conference with partners with the law firm, but that was about it. I've managed to be very UK-based.
Well, we could always get a trip arranged for you to come up to Lincoln. I mean, that's quite glamorous, Harriet.
I know.
So, you know, I can always look on that sort of basis. I'm actually looking at last year's reports we did with Debrett's, Elsa Churchill, of course, who's very much at the heart of the Genealogy Society, and, of course, Andy Healy, who's the show director for Who Do You Think You Are Live, and hopefully will be connecting with us again very shortly. I mean, in terms of strategically putting these things into place, I mean, clearly, Who Do You Think You Are Live takes place back end of February, last weekend in February, in fact, Friday of the last weekend in February. Does the campaign start now? Because obviously you've got other events, you've got the Cartier Polo scenarios coming through. A few years ago there was the wonderful Toast celebration, a celebration of all things to do with the Southern Hemisphere that was coordinated from that point of view. And do you within the agency, etc., say, right, Harriet, you're on the case, you've got to sort this out, etc., go for it, girl?
Yeah, well, I mean, we started with the Who Do You Think You Are Live in September last year,
yep.
Talking to all the monthly magazines, making sure that they've got all the promotions so that people were really aware of that it was coming up and they had time to book the date into their diaries and get their tickets. Then we worked with the celebrities and getting their interviews done and really just to raise the profile of the show. And so now things are hotting up, they really are, so it's looking good.
And I know that we've talked about hopefully sort of getting a range of interviews, etc. You mentioned Tessa Dunlop?
Yep, Tessa Dunlop's appearing at the show as our historian. Mm. Good old Eric Knowles will be there as well, valuing antiques.
So what is it about genealogy? Let's do a quick straw poll in the studio, starting off with Amy. I wouldn't expect you to see the TV series, Amy, I know. Asking Amy Elise, is she going to actually watch TV? It's a bit like it's not going to happen, really, etc. Besides, she's too sporty. You did an injury to yourself. We were wondering, actually, Harriet, you might have to feature in itself here, why did Amy feel she had to actually take a taxi to the gym? You know, tended to defeat the object. Yeah, no, it's... why was that, Amy? You know, I mean, I know you're a Watford girl originally, but, you know, please, you know, why did you feel you had to add that carbon footprint there?
Oh, I don't know, I don't always drive down. It's usually that, you know, I walk down, my boyfriend picks me up on the way down.
All right, right. Yeah.
And then he drives us back.
So you're really focusing on all the energy at the gym
He comes straight from work, so
right.
he's things like that. So it's more that I get picked up on the way. It's not that I actually drive down myself. But right. It's wet and it's cold. And
well,
I don't like to shower at the gym, so I like to be able to hop straight in the car and drive home to shower.
Exactly, yeah. Car must be quite interesting in terms of odours, but never mind. Any questions that you want to put to Harriet about, in fact, a question to yourself, the genealogy, do you sort of have you looked into the background of the Elise? Because it took me a year and a half before I realised it actually wasn't Amy Ellis, it was actually Amy Elise. But, you know, is it something that you have an interest in, your sort of family history, Amy? Because you started off in France, of course.
Yeah, I'm not very big on it. My sister's, since she's had kids, she's much more, like, interested, and she's been telling me bits and bobs, and it's actually really interesting, but... I don't find time to look up myself.
Okay. Chloe, family history of the Bakers?
There's only three of us.
Well, that's what ever in the entire world?
No. Well, there's literally my mum and my granddad, which are bakers, and that's
right.
It. The rest are Amos, and the other side's Hun. So.
Right.
But I like the programme.
Okay. Natalie.
I've been on Ancestry.com and. I know that I'm related to somebody called Stonewall Jackson.
General Stonewall Jackson.
Yes, right.
That explains a lot, Natalie. I can now sort of see genealogy, why you know you don't mess with Natalie Tuck. Natalie, a couple of others might well be joining me when we sort of come down to look through this. I mean, is that kind of a typical profile, Harriet, of sort of people's views on ancestry and history, etc.? And, I mean, have you got hooked on the sort of... I mean, it's an interesting Vocking. Does it come from the Vockings of a particular tribe? I mean, it sounds sort of wonderful.
That's that's a married into name. Apparently, according to my husband, Vocking means of kings.
Of kings, as
I'm
in...
Not, yeah, I'm, not, yeah. I'm not entirely convinced. I did look into the name, actually, and it originally arrived, the Vockings arrived in the UK from Holland, and the first people in the first census that they recorded on, they'd set up their own laundrette and they had their own business running. So it's quite interesting, because the next census that came up, the husband had unfortunately died and the wife had carried on running the business on her own, which was unheard of at the time.
Yeah, no. But obviously you've maintained the quality and it's gone through that in all sorts of ways. Tiffany, thoughts from yourself? Genealogy? The Freemans of Leicester?
It's quite a big family.
A lot of free men in Leicester.
Bit of French somewhere down the ancestry line. Right. On the mum's side, I've got a little bit of Indian in me.
All right, there we are. Natasha, from your own perspective, any particular sort of thoughts on ancestry from your Gloucester-based roots?
Well, I'm a little bit like Natalie. I went on Ancestry.com and signed up, and that's as far as it went.
Yeah, interesting. So, Harriet, why should people actually, if they haven't already, and they're vacillating and thinking, what, it's the end of February, why should I actually get in touch with these Who Do You Think You Are Live guys? Why should they actually sort of say, that's the thing, that's the happening thing, that's where we need to go?
Because I think it's one of those brilliant shows that's got something for everybody. If you're new to family research, you don't really understand it, or you're not sure where your family's from, or you've done a lot of research in the past, it's got something for everyone. It's got everything you need in one place under one roof. It's got the Celebrity Theatre, which has got Larry Lamb this year, Richard Madeley and Amelia Fox are all going to be there. The Military Pavilion, which is really interesting, so that you can take military heirlooms with you and the experts will be able to look at it and tell you which regiment it's from, a little bit more about where it would have been used and date it. So you've got a real understanding of what that family member might have been through so that you've got some history behind it. There's a new thing which is about DNA testing, so you can completely understand the science behind the genealogy and everything that goes on. So I think it's going to be a really exciting show this year.
You've just reminded me, every year we cover the show and the event that we intend to speak to our Californian DNA testers, and we still haven't got through it. It'll probably be the same again this year. I'll make some sort of pathetic apology, so, time and all the rest of the bits and pieces just comes around that. I presume Andy Healy is still actually show director, because I threw his name out earlier. I didn't actually double-check that. You could have actually said, no, he left, he gave up. He basically sort of went all sorts of things.
Yeah, no, that's right. It's all still there, all behind the scenes. I'm just going to plug the website for them. You can go and find out more about it. It's www.whodoyouthinkyouarelive.com.
Precisely. Although I have to say I still like goldengoosepr.com. It's a nice little gateway.
It's a nice site.
It's very good. So all sorts of things from that point of view. Harriet, it's been splendid sort of featuring your good self in full force today. Have you had a reasonably interesting midweek drive morning edition debut?
Oh, it's been brilliant. Thank you very much. Thanks for being kind.
Well, Amy can occasionally throw in a few questions like, what are your views on existential psychoanalysis? Natasha's been known to actually go for the jugular. I said, no, it's her first show. She's good. Work our way through that. She's been recommended by Felicity Hardingham. Can we look forward then to linking up with you again in the very near future?
Definitely. That would be brilliant.